Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And this may be a good hour to share with your family and friends, since we're going to find out about, sounds like this big canine science convention can be streamed anywhere, you know, with technology these days. At any rate, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you need to call us with a question or comment about Sparks or the Canine Science Convention coming up, phone number is 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to reach us or me other than while we're on the radio, you can do that via the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. There's great information for you there. Click on current events for the current events stuff we're going to do in just a moment. Click on shelters for the shelter rescue stuff. Hang on the homepage for advertisers and sponsors links. On the homepage for audio archives, you're going to go back and pick up all the information, especially what I've talked about already today. And you can send an email to me that will come to my home office computer by clicking on the Contact Martha link, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Now, if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist or trainer in your home or over the phone, for your animal friends, the best way to get a hold of me is to call me and bug my voicemail. And I'm serious about that. Because, you know, if I flip the phone page and I forgot to call you back, well, you know, I'm getting older. I forget to go back. You know, I just get busy. So sometimes it's the squeaky wheel, as they say, that gets the grease at my place. So call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And let's see, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. Easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you would like to get a hold of Prescott and Positive Pack Leader, how do we contact you, Prescott?
Easiest place is go to our website, positivepackleader.com, and you can, the company actually is spelled P-A-W-S, as in pause, but you can type it in the old-fashioned way, too. You'll find us just the same.
Oh, okay. Well, positivepackleader.com. Now, I do know we have listeners that don't do computers. So if you got a phone number?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, now look at that. He's got to pull out his wallet and get a card.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you have been listening to me and you would like to talk to me about behavior, call my personal line. It's 206-890-8208. I love to talk behavior.
206-890-8208. Don't call him now. He's on the radio.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So let us, before we get carried away with canine behavior and all that good stuff, let's take care of current events. Okay, it's not all about entertainment this month, but there's a lot of good stuff. Remember, Posado Safe Haven's mobile spay and neuter clinic is now in South King County at the Regional Animal Services of King County every Wednesday and Friday. Call Posado's if you want to make an appointment, 360-793-9393, extension 4. All right, I want to mention again our Mothers and Now Fathers Day Help Project. And this comes from Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio over in Port Angeles. Remember, she went to the vet to pick up some meds for her cats, and there was a homeless woman in tears in the waiting room with her dog Buddy, who had been a hit-and-run victim. But he hit the dog. He was seriously injured. He had to have a leg amputated. He had to go home immediately after the surgery because she didn't even have the money to afford to leave him in the hospital and couldn't pay the bill. So Robin felt a calling to help this woman and to help Buddy and pay for his bill. So it was a $2,000 bill. We've got a For Buddy fund set up at the Angeles Clinic for Animals. We've got almost enough, $1,200 so far. We've got another $800 to go. So if you're looking for a great Father's Day gift and your dad loves animals, well, how about a donation in Buddy's name? So you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. If you're driving around, don't panic. You can get all this stuff on current events when you get to your computer. If you would like to make a payment over the phone with a credit card, call Angeles Clinic for Animals. It's the For Buddy Fund. And I just talked to him on Friday. I called him to see where, you know, if we, how much money we need, we still needed. And so they know what it is. Their number is 360-452-7686, 360-452-7686. Or you can send a check to Angeles Clinic for Animals at 160 Del Guzzi, two words, D-E-L Guzzi, G-U-Z-Z-I Drive, Port Angeles, Washington, 98362. Scent and Find canine nose work classes going on in Monroe and in Bothell. And I tell you, they get my personal recommendation because my little Robbie is now an official scent detection dog. And I'll tell you what, I don't know, Prescott, if you've ever done this, but boy, they have this down to a science. And it is so much fun. We are having a blast. Anyway, I found Marilyn Berkshire in this Scent and Find canine. She's cheaper, okay? Individual only takes up to six dogs in one class, and she moves you faster. You know, she's not in it to make money. She's in it to actually serve. So really great. Scent and Find nose classes. Give her a call. Tell her I sent you. 206-851-7528. Free adult cats. It is officially Adopt a Cat Month. So you can get free adult cats this month in June at Seattle Humane. Adoption fees waived for all cats 1 year and older. www.seattlehumane.com. And we got some free spay and neuter surgeries for pit bulls at Seattle Humane for low-cost residents of King County. Oh, by the way. I got to tell you. Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, break my heart. Prescott. Yeah, everybody. I had an appointment in the Greenwood area of Seattle on Thursday afternoon. Something held me up. Took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. Couldn't get out of there before I left the building. Somebody came screaming in that a dog had jumped out of a car window, attacked another dog, torn it apart. Okay, so, you know, Paul grabbed Rescue Remedy. We went running. I'm telling you about it, folks, because this was, and it's not because pit bulls are bad, you know, that I love pit bulls. They can be great dogs, but this was a pit bull in a car. If you remember, Thursday was a sunny, hot day, and they wanted all the windows rolled down and was not in the car. A guy was walking by with his old, fat Jack Russell Terrier, and the pit bull flew out of the car, got a hold of that dog in a second, ripped up his shoulder, ripped up his abdomen. It was a tragic accident that shouldn't have happened. Now, I think the owner of the pit bull and the dog, I only got a look at the pit bull back in the car. It looked like a nice dog. And, you know, I believe these dogs can be rehabbed and educated and at least controlled and all of that sort of stuff. Fortunately, the good news is that I was able to calm down the owner. We got Rescue Remedy into the dog. We were very close to veterinary hospitals. They're still open. I invoked everybody and Masters and Divine Mother and did a lot of healing energy work. And the dog was alive and conscious and actually doing better than the owner when we sent them off to the hospital. I haven't heard what happened, but I just want to go on record. And with this hot weather, first of all, dogs shouldn't be left in cars, and especially dogs should not be left in cars with windows wide open. And if you've got to get out there and do that, go online, search breezeguards.com. Mutt Managers Breeze Guards. They're phenomenal. Custom-made wire things for your windows so they are secure. Your dogs can't get in and out. Nobody can break into your car, but you can have your animals in the car or your kids with the windows wide open, and they're phenomenal. But don't let this happen again. It was really, really sad. So that was my... But, you know, anyway, like I said, now as soon as it happened, I knew why I had been delayed. Because, you know, if I'd gotten out of there on time, I wouldn't have been there to do that healing work and help everybody and keep the dog alive. And I really felt like the dog was going to survive. But sad, sad situation that did not have to happen. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Fine Wines and Felines for Meow, a Cat Rescue Annual Fundraiser, Saturday, June 13th. One of my favorites, the sexless soiree of 2013 for the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic is September 21st. Here's what I was mentioning. The first annual Community Rescue Awareness Day hosted by All Breed Equine Rescue is Saturday, June 15th, 11 to 5 p.m. Food, popcorn, cotton candy, entertainment, raffles, lots of rescues. And remember the Liberty Training Show. They're up in Marysville. And please support them. All right, that's enough for current events. And just know next week is the third Sunday of the month. I will not be here, but Kevin and Kim will be. So Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive is here. And you know she's good and she's accurate. And she says she doesn't do woo-woo. Well, anybody that talks to dead people and animals and, you know, communicates, they do woo-woo. She won't admit it. But she is very grounded and practical, logical, and she's accurate. So plan to give Kim a call if you need to connect with your animal friends on this side or the other. All righty, then. Oh, and I want to remind you that I do a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. And you can pick it up. Boy, I did the current issue. What month are we? June? Jeez, can you believe it's June? We're into June already. Right. Anyway, my current column is to vaccinate or not, and gave you the protocols that I currently follow. So you can pick it up for free at lots of outlets in the Pacific Northwest here, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. All righty, then. We've been talking to Prescott Breeden from Positive Pack Leader, and we've been talking about SPARKS, the Society for the Promotion of Applied Research in Canine Science.
June 28th to June 30th. It's coming up.
All right. June 28th to June 30th. So that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You got it.
And I love the location because I don't like to go into downtown Bellevue or Seattle, but it's in Redmond.
Yeah, Redmond Town Center is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So 28, 29, 30, all day, all 3 days?
All 3 days.
We tell you founded the SPARKS organization to kind of promote education, continuing education about canines for professionals as well as owners.
Yeah, because it has to be remembered that we've learned more in the last 10 years about dogs than we have in the last 100. And, you know, yeah. So not, you know, we all have, for the professionals out there, you know, we spend a lot of time on the road. We spend a lot of time working with animals and working, we don't have the subscriptions or the time to keep up on the latest research in animal behavior all the time. You know, in addition, that information is not exactly something that rolls off one's sleeve. It needs to be assimilated. It needs to be presented. And so we have 8 of the world's most leading minds in canine science.
Yeah, and this is the first annual, and it's here in
here
Redmond.
Here in Redmond.
Because you guys are here.
Because
but
we
I think
are
you're already working on next year, which is going to be...
It'll most likely be traveling.
Yeah, so it's like on the other side of the country somewhere or something. But so anyway, if you want to attend in person, you can attend in person,
mm-hmm.
and you can come... By the day or by the whole event?
Yeah, there's single day tickets the whole event, all 3 day passes, and there's also group discounts. So if you and some friends maybe want to go, you can save $100 per ticket. You need at least 3 tickets for a group discount. All you do is when you go to on the website, caninescience.info.
All right, is this for the event itself?
This is for the event itself.
And is this a www?
This is a, caninescience.info.
Cane, is it a C-A-N-I-N-E or a K-9?
As in C-A-N-I-N-E.
Canine what?
Science.
Canine science.
.info.
.info. And that will bring up the information for the event.
Everything about the event is online.
Okay, now give me the title of the event again.
The 2013 SPARKS International Conference on Dog
Behavior. Wait a
minute,
I can't write that fast. SPARKS International Conference?
It's online.
Yeah, but you know I'm old school. International Conference.
On Dog Behavior.
On Dog Behavior. Okay. I'm getting my information, folks, for a current events listing. So 2013 SPARKS International Conference on Dog Behavior. It is June 28, 29, and 30 at the Redmond Town Center. And I assume at that caninescience.info, there's registration information?
Yes.
Now, Is there a phone number to register, or do you have to do it online?
You can give us – there's contact information on the website if you would like to give us a call. But the registration is being done through Purple Pass. If you just click on tickets on the website, it'll take you to all the information you need regarding ticket sales.
Okay. And also, if you can come to the whole thing, that's great. If you can't come, you can still watch it, and you can tune in for free, right?
This is true. And as a special thank you for everybody who comes in person, we will be giving everybody copies of all of the presentations, of all the videos of the presentations.
Oh,
everybody who holds a ticket.
Videos?
Yes.
Wow.
We will be releasing DVDs, which will be at a very appreciated rate. We will announce that in due time. But they'll be released this fall. And, but as a special thank you for those who come to Sparks with a ticket to see the event of the year. And some people are saying the events of the lifetime. I try to be modest. I invited these people because they are incredibly inspirational.
All right. Now, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time this hour. And then as soon as we continue, we'll find out just how much clout has Prescott got. Who did he get for this big line time, this lineup? And, he said it may be the event of a lifetime. Well, could be. We'll find out. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about who's going to be there. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once.
Yeah, it's
really
I
always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today. Natural Pet Pantry offers your pet the best homemade healthy food and treats, taking the work out of raw food for cats and dogs. Natural Pet Pantry's homemade natural cat and dog food is Seattle's original raw and cooked pet food. USDA certified, affordable, and local. Made here in the USA. Raw Foods natural enzymes build health with easy digestibility, providing increased energy levels and enhanced well-being in your pet, and prepared for your convenience. You'll find Natural Pet Pantry in local stores or free home delivery. NaturalPetPantry.com. It just makes sense. Call 206-850-0631. That's 206-850-0631.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're talking with Prescott Breeden from Positive Pack Leader, and we're talking about Sparks, the society or organization that he's helped found. The Society for the Promotion of the Applied Research in Canine Science, and the huge, and it really is huge, Canine Science Conference that's coming up June 28, 29, and 30 in Redmond. And this really is huge. Now, what did you just say? That it's costing like $100,000.
That was not for the radio.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's very expensive to put on an event like this.
Very expensive to put on this, and then you were rattling off a list of what are you representing? What's coming here?
We have people from everywhere around the world who are going to be watching Sparks. If just scrolling through the list, you would start to lose countries in the wash. I mean, Canada, Mexico, Iceland, Ireland, Brazil, Jersey, France, Italy, Germany, Austria, Hungary, Poland, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, the Netherlands, Sweden, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, South Africa, Thailand, Romania, Turkey, Vietnam, everywhere world.
And these
people
are
watching.
This is where it's going to be streamed all over the place.
You have got it.
Watching us and... that really is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the world of technology is amazing.
Yeah, technology is amazing.
But the fact that it's going on here in Redmond and that you put it together.
Yeah, and we're going to be, with such a huge list of speakers, it would be mayhem to not organize it by themes. So the first day, Friday, is going to be Origins in the Wild, talking about the evolutionary history of dogs. What makes dogs dogs? There are a lot of training and medical, nutritional information that is based on certain preconceptions about the evolutionary history of dogs. I won't get into the dog-wolf debates, but our speakers will. And at the end of each day, we're actually not only going to let these great people presents information on these topics, but we're going to put them all together on a panel, and we're going to let the audience.
How many different speakers?
There's 8 in total for the event. Okay, there's going to be 5 on each day.
Okay, that's what my question. Good answer. So 8 speakers total, 5 presenting each day.
Yes.
So the first day is Origins in the Wild.
You got it.
Okay, that's day 1. What's day 2?
Day 2 is Social Behavior and Emotions.
Ooh. Social behavior and emotions of canines.
Of dogs.
Of dogs. And then day 3?
Day 3 is cognitive behavior and development.
Cognitive behavior and development. Okay. Now, tell us who are the speakers that are coming?
Well, we have the full list would be Mark Beckoff.
And that's a name that most people should recognize.
Yes. If you are unfamiliar with his name, there's never a better time to learn more about Mark. Dr. Beckoff has written, I'm going to make a mistake here, but it's something like 24 books or 25 books. If you have never read Wild Justice, the Emotional Lives of Animals, if you've never read his blog on Psychology Today, there is more to learn about animal emotions. That's just simply the way it is. Mm-hmm. He is a luminary in the field. He founded the field of cognitive ethology. All of the work we're doing, Brian Hare is doing with Dognition, the amazing work. Adam Miklosi, who's another speaker who's going to be coming from Hungary. All, you know, Alexandra Horowitz and her work on the dog's perspective.
Yeah, because you have got speakers coming from around the world.
Yep. Adam Miklosi is going to be flying from Hungary to come to Redmond to talk about his research he does there, which is the largest canine behavior research organization in the world.
Wow.
They do so much. I always pronounce it wrong, but the Eötvös University, it's in Budapest. But it's an enormous, they put out research left and right, and it's really good stuff, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is, this is an event where you will have new ideas presented to you. You know, some of them are not necessarily, you know, they didn't come up yesterday, but it's the way stuff is presented and it's the way things fit together. Sparks is going to tell a story and there's going to be conflict in that story, as there is with anything. And at the end of each day, you're going
saying like conflict, like between the opinions of the speakers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So not everybody, this is not necessarily a bringing together of all those that agree.
Oh, no, not at all.
Different opinions and approaches and concepts or whatever will be presented.
Yeah, one speaker said to me when I told him that another speaker was coming, he asked me if there was going to be security present.
Wow! Whoa!
So there are likely not, you know, forgive the pun, but there are going to be sparks at Sparks.
Sparks at Sparks. Oh, isn't that fun? Okay, so we know Mark Beckoff. We should all recognize that name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other recognizable name, and frankly, it was Mark's name and this next name that got my attention.
Michael Fox.
Dr. Michael Fox, yeah. And, you know, I've been a fan of him for a very, very long time. And then the fact that you guys are streaming this thing and sending it out everywhere for free. And I thought, okay, you know, and the fact that I had open programming and Spirit says, like, hey, no, you know, like, you need to do this. So it's like, well, okay. So Dr. Michael Fox, for anybody that's out there under, I don't know what rock, they're probably the same rock I've been under since tell us about
rock.
Him. Tell us about him.
Michael Fox is, he's an honor roll member of the AVMA. He's a veterinarian, but he's a veterinarian who's really devoted his life to behavior in addition to health. The two are not so separate in his mind, and rightfully so. I was listening to Mark the other day speaking on the radio here, actually, on 1150. And he was talking about the first thing, you know, what's one of the first things you see when a dog's not feeling well? They stop playing. You know, we know the link between behavior and health. You know, we comment it all the time, you know. So that's where a lot of his research is. But he's also been very, very influential in nutrigenomics. Which is the effect that our genetics have on our ability to absorb nutrition. Your body is different than my body. You know, I process X, Y, and Z differently than you process P, Q, and R. Very interesting field. Epigenetics, which is, you know, the way that our development affects and changes our genes. A lot of the research on socialization in dogs was pioneered by Michael Fox.
And doesn't he have something to do with this ethology business that you're talking about?
Well, so ethology is, there's always a lot of confusion about what is ethology. It's a word that pops up now and then.
Is it a new word?
Or it is not.
Has it been around and we just didn't hear about it a lot?
It lived in the shadow of behaviorism for decades. They even were given 3 Nobel Prizes for their work in animal behavior, of which nobody in behaviorism ever got a Nobel for anything. The shadow has been immense, and particularly in America, because B.F. Skinner was such a icon. But we're talking about Conrad Lorenz. We're talking about Nico Tinbergen, von Frisch. You know, we're talking about amazing people who really took a new approach to looking at research. I was going to say behavior, but I say research because we're talking about observation. And the even Nico Tinbergen will, you know, goes in a speech he gave on Conrad Lorenz's birthday, I believe it was 1963. He talks about how important intuitively guided observation is. We can't, when we see something that seems trivial to us, to throw it out is it's a lethal trait in any science. And, you know, the pillars of ethology, essentially Nico Tinbergen said in the same speech that ethology is just the biology of behavior. But it's more than that. Michael Fox, in my interview with him, he talks about, you know, we're talking about logi, the study of, and etho, or rather ethos, spirit. The spirit that moves, that inspires, that the whole being that is in front of us.
Which, and, of course, is right up my alley.
Right.
And
it's a, so it's a, it's an umbrella science because we have neuroethologists now. We have people who are looking at brain behavior, the behavior of the brain from an ethological perspective. We have cognitive ethologists, people who are looking at cognitive behavior, and you know, a lot of people who are in kind of the field of comparative psychology, kind of tipping more into, you know, okay, well, let's, you know, let's get more of that ethological perspective behind us. It's really becoming an amazing science.
Well, I'm wondering if within the parameters of this conference, if it's going, anything's going to come up about one of my personal pet peeve areas, of course, is, you know, what we have done with animals over the years in the name of science and research. And that my contention that if a lot of these scientists and researchers would just open their hearts and get into their spirit, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing to some of these animals.
You won't be able to get Mark Beckoff to stop talking about that.
Okay, well, I'm wondering.
And
yeah,
rightfully so. Yeah. There is some great concern for how animals are treated.
Right.
A lot of it is convenient. You know, there are great problems. I was speaking with the owner of a pit bull rescue yesterday. And by the way, I would only make a very, very small correction when you were speaking about that unfortunate pit bull, that all pit bulls are great dogs, not
Well, just like with, I mean, just that there are no absolutes. And
exactly.
Just like that, you can find a miniature poodle or, you know, a German Shepherd or whatever.
And
a
German
mixed
Shepherds
breed,
who are actually bred,
you know,
to be
that,
aggressive.
That are broken.
Right. Well, and, you know, we're also talking about some functions. German Shepherds are bred to chase and grab. That's
yeah, exactly. They have, you know, and pit bulls, that's what I've often said sometimes, you know, that sometimes the most powerful bodies come with the sweetest temperaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told lots of stories on the air about some of these pit bulls that have been responsible for a serious injury of some kind, but yet without the public knowing, they've lived wonderful lives as great dogs, you know. But so you then agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you work with a lot of pit bulls?
I work with a lot of pit bulls. I do a lot of publications on BSL, breed-specific legislation.
Yeah.
You know, the you know, ripping dogs out of their families because of their appearance. Wow. We'll stop talking about Sparks very quickly if we get me going on some of the things that need to be talked about when it comes to the public's understanding of dog behavior. But also one of the reasons why we created Sparks.
Well, but see, that gives us reasons to do more shows with you and more stuff to talk about, because you're obviously very knowledgeable and have, well, I don't know, what a scientific background and knowledge and education.
Well,
you know,
so
to support what it is that you're saying.
Yeah, I came from, my evolution has been a little different. I was an opera singer before I started working with animals. Yes, I was.
Oh, my.
Too early in the morning to sing, so don't ask.
Okay. An opera singer. Well, go figure on that.
So when I moved out to Seattle to be with my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, hi, Brittany. I know you're listening.
Hi, Brittany.
We got a dog together. And I've been around dogs my whole life. My uncle was a vet. You know, I had dogs growing up. But Votan was trouble. I usually use more stronger words. Uh-huh. But every time we wanted to play, there were holes in my arms with blood pouring out of them. He, you know, his ability to control his arousal in play was just non-existent. And after about the fourth or fifth computer charger, I said, okay, you know, clearly I have some holes in my own understanding. So I started to track down a bunch of books. Nothing was working.
And how long ago was this?
This was about 4 years ago now.
Oh, okay.
And so the, you know, I was alpha rolling him. I was, you know, doing the scruff shakes and all that stuff. And nothing was denting the
behavior.
Which
is great if you're a dog, but...
Well, so nothing
if you're
was
in a
denting.
Human suit.
Right. Nothing was denting the behavior. I flipped over the backs of the books. 1971, 1970. I mean, I got, where is the modern information? And so finally I got a hold of a few books that overnight the behaviors were getting solved. It was incredible to me how fast they worked. And so instead of finishing my master's of music, I decided to get certified as a dog trainer. And ever since then, I've been pursuing the dream of becoming a certified applied animal behaviorist. And so now my world lives in working with dogs every single day and analyzing and reading scientific literature of what we understand about dog behavior and trying to figure out how we can synthesize that great vast amount of information so it's usable.
Okay. Now, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, which we need to, I just want you guys to hold this moment with me for a moment. Our meeting here has been divinely guided. You know how I work here. You know what I do. And I went into this totally blindly. It just like, bam, Master said do it, and here I am. And it's looking at, this is relatively new for you. This is 4 years ago you started, and now you got this big positive pack leader, and you got trainers working for you. You're doing all this stuff. I'm looking, you're doing this, all of this. And see, and I come from the opposite end. I'm 62, and I have been doing this since I popped out. And I specifically was guided, other than my 20 years in veterinary medicine and what I learned, you know, and how I got into the beginning, I've specifically been protected from a lot of what's going on with the professionals around me. And I believe that's so that I could intuitively develop what I've developed. But see, I'm getting the surge. Can you feel the surge of energy coming in? We're being brought together. Woo! Is this cool or what? And there's a big reason for this. I know it. I can feel it. Well, anyway, I just want you to hold that because who knows where we're going. But you know, I can tell this is a relationship that needs to happen. And these worlds that are coming together. Is that cool?
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Cue that woo woo music. Woohoo! All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Prescott Breeden and Sparks and Positive Pack Leader straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
I'm Gary Manns.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We bring a unique talk radio blend your way every Friday and Saturday on 1150 KKNW.
From pop culture to the paranormal, you get variety in a conversational style.
Whether it's UFOs or ESP, angels or the afterlife, Bigfoot or your big dreams, everything is fair game on our show.
Join the A-Team of Alternative Talk Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on the station that leads the pack without following the herd. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Neutral makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you ever wondered about the healing potential of the human-animal bond? This potential is the core of Dr. Penny Lloyd's veterinary practice, as her goal is to help animals and people heal each other. She does this utilizing holistic veterinary care, therapeutic interaction skills, and human-animal health games. Working mostly with horses, but now also incorporating small animals into her practice, Dr. Penny is available throughout the greater Seattle area by appointment. Learn more at connectionthebestmedicine.com or call 360-502-1114. That's 360-502-1114.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm very sorry to tell you we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. As I suspected, we just didn't have nearly enough time with Prescott and to get into all the work that they're doing, specifically what they're doing in their house, in-home training services and stuff. And then when this profound connection is happening, We just have to continue with more shows, but let's focus now more on the Canine Science Convention coming up, because that's right around the corner, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Redmond Town Center. It's an international event. It's huge. You can stream it for free, but because if you live in our area here, you can come and join this big hoopla, and we've already determined there may be sparks flying at sparks, because we bring them all together because we all agree sort of thing. So we've talked about Mark Beckoff and Dr. Michael Fox, who, you know, I'm on board with both of them, and they're icons and of their own, and we all, I think, recognize their names. But then you've got other speakers coming from all over the place. So give us a little bit of lowdown on who else. Somebody from Hungary, a PhD or something.
Adam Miklosi. He is a cognitive ethologist. We did spend a little bit of time talking about ethology earlier and mm-hmm. my particular love of it, but not everybody coming in is an ethologist. So this isn't about just, nothing about this event is to present a singular opinion. Mm-hmm. It is about bringing, you know, the people who are researching and reading and investigating questions every single day about what makes dogs tick. they are all coming with all of their various opinions.
And
on
apparently, they all don't agree.
And they don't
because
all
you've
agree.
Been asked if security is going to be present. Oh, isn't that that's something else?
I tease that we'll have the mics bolted to the tables.
You might want to start with the St. Francis prayer just to stabilize the energy there and calm it all down.
Mark Beckoff actually was awarded the St. Francis of Assisi Award from the New Zealand.
I saw that. Yeah.
So that was a funny moment. Let's see, who else? Raymond Coppinger. He is essentially retired, but he is good friends with Clive Wynne, who's another one of our speakers. And
are they coming from this country? Or
they are coming from this country, East Coast guys. And
Their field of specialty is
well,
what?
So Clive Wynne is more of the psychology side of things.
Okay.
But he has a dog lab at the University of Florida. And he's just been all over the world doing writing and gathering information for a book on the origins of dogs. And he's got a new theory he's going to be presenting.
So
very excited about that. I don't even know what it, but I know.
And that will start, that will happen on the first day.
That'll happen on
like.
The first day.
Okay.
Coppinger, he's studied working dogs. He had a sled team. He and his wife, and he also has done work with livestock guardians. He's very much the biology side of things. You start talking about Skinner and operant conditioning, and he'll say, "Oh, you know, let's talk about biology instead. It's much more interesting." We have one of his students, Catherine Lord, coming, and she recently published her magnum opus on the development of dogs and wolves. She did one of the first studies where she took wolf puppies and dogs and said, you know, we don't know what, you know, so wolves start walking around at 2 weeks. Puppies don't start walking around till 4 weeks. Puppies have their, you know, their senses open up all at once during that when they start moving around at 4 weeks. Do wolves have their senses open up at 2 weeks as well? Or do they open up at the same time as dogs? And it turns out that they open up sequentially. And it's a mechanism that's the hypothesis is that this mechanism is to prevent interspecies socialization. And there is evidence that dogs can become socialized to another animal if exposed for 90 minutes during a critical period. Total.
Yeah, interesting. That's one area that I kind of got directed into, which was the world of wolf hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
And living with and in order to be able to help those that, you know, end up in homes and that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
And,
but it's fascinating.
I saw her in San Francisco give a presentation on her research, and listening to her describe the difficulty of actually getting wolves socialized to people is fascinating.
Mm.
That in itself is definitely worth taking a time out to go to the website and watch the stream.
Well, you know, and that's one of my favorite all-time books. And one of the books that was written ages ago, but I think still carries majorly pertinent information, especially I flashed on it when we were talking about nutrition a while ago, and that would be Farley Mowat's Never Cry Wolf.
Mm.
Are you familiar with that? Have you read that book?
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't read it.
Phenomenal book. I mean, he ended up in the middle of nowhere. Out, you know, observing wolves and stuff, and decided since wolves, their primary diet is rodents. And so he went, and he said, well, I guess if they do it, I should do it too. He, like, whole mice. And it's like, okay, better man than me. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. But anyway, fascinating, but it's mm-hmm. it's really, really a great book. So anyway. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got anybody else in particular that shines that you want to mention?
Oh, well, they all shine. I mean, you know, and so Monique Udell is coming. Brilliant author. Some great papers. One paper she wrote on domestication of dogs. And that's a hot topic. And that's one that's going to be talked about. We have two competing theories. hypotheses rather, but mm-hmm. the one is the that dogs are born with the ability to understand the human pointing gesture. And there's some really phenomenal evidence. A lot of Brian Hare's work with Dognition is doing that. It's an opportunity, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard about that, but you can citizen science. Any dog owner can download a whole bunch of these experiments that they did.
Are any of these people doing work with telepathic, empathetic communication and that kind of stuff?
Not to my knowledge. Yeah, I'm always surprised by various things that people are researching.
Yeah, and human-to-animal transference, and that's another. There's so much.
I mean, they do constantly study body language, and in a lot of ways, you know, where I synthesize a lot of your perspective to my eyes is in our ability to, you know, look at the. I mean. I have a friend who teases me all the time. Every time I say the word energy, he says, oh, no, you know, he starts the woo-woo.
The woo-woo music.
The music as well. But the we're looking at behavior. We're looking at action patterns. We're looking at, you know, various sequences of behavior that come out because of their functions.
Uh-huh.
And understanding how those fit together give us a picture to be able to understand a little bit of what's going on inside of the animal.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you know, we're smack running out of time. But hopefully we've wet your whistle, folks, and you guys are getting interested in participating in this huge canine science conference event. It is happening here locally in Redmond, Washington at the Redmond Town Center. It's June 28th, 29th, and 30th, all day, all 3 days. I'll tell you, I have been invited to participate. I am going to get there for as much as I can on Friday and Saturday. I have not mastered being at two places at once yet, so I, you know, have the show to do on Sunday. I no doubt will have a video of the event, so whatever I can't be there for, I'll be able to watch. And this is going to, you know, feed us with information for discussion for a long time to come. And we just had our big woo-woo moment of the connection going on here, and so we know there's a lot more coming out of all of this. Hopefully you will get online and figure out a way to participate in this conference. CanineScience.info is where you get all the information. You can register. Remember, the money's not an excuse. If you can't get there in person, if you can't afford to get there, you can watch it for free. So you can participate. It's not going to cost you anything if you don't want to be there. And just so you know, next week I won't be here. It's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. They'll be doing the show. I will be back the fourth Sunday of this month, which is the week before this conference, and I'm going to try to twist Prescott's arm and get him back or get Patty or get both of them. And I don't know if we can get any quick interviews with these guys, but certainly we can pursue this woo-woo connection that's happening and more about what's going to be going on. And we can find out more about positive pack leader and what the heck they're doing, because I think it's something really special. So Prescott, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll continue more of this on the fourth Sunday, and if it's just me, oh well, but we'll see what's going to happen. You'll just have to stay tuned. Normal programming today, Mike, I believe after the show, so an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis, and then an encore presentation of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And you have a great week next week with Kevin and Kim. Kathy, thank you. Ajie, thank you. Mike, thank you. And I guess I think that's about it, except I'll remind you one more time, caninescience.info. I will get this information up on current events on MarthaNorwalk.com very soon, so you can pick it up there and get the details. And you can come for 1 day, part of the day, all 3 days. You can get a video. You can stream. The information's all on the website, caninescience.info. This is state of the art, folks. History is happening now. So I think we need to all pay attention. All right. As always, Let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.